Good morning. I remember when I was living with my father in Christmas 1968. We were staying with Dad during the holidays. And one of our neighbors on the island where my dad lived in what they called the Sunset Islands in Miami Beach. A lot of very wealthy people, celebrities live there. A family named Mackle had a daughter whose name was Barbara Jane Mackle, and she was kidnapped while up in Georgia. It was a national news. I don't know if anyone here remembers that. I remember it because we knew who the family was. They asked for a $500,000 ransom. They took Barbara, 20 years old, and they put her in a pit in the ground, basically in a box, where she was left for 80 hours until the ransom was paid and she was rescued. Now, can you imagine being stuck down in a hole in the ground for 80 hours? They did give her, she was tied. They did have a little fan to blow some air on her and a little air pump that was supposed to bring air down from the top into the hole to keep her from dying. But then after about a day, the batteries died on the fan and it became suffocating and the air was foul inside this box. Nobody was there to hear your pleas. She had a straw where for a while she had some water to drink until it was gone. 80 hours. What is that? Just 3.5 days, huh? It's a long time to lay in one position, tied up in a box, almost buried alive, wondering if anybody would discover you, wondering if a kidnapper might forget about you or get killed or not tell your family or the authorities where you were. Down in the pit. Even more recently, there was a man in New York City. He was a millionaire tuxedo maker in New York City, Harvey Weinstein, who was kidnapped. He was put down in a hole in the ground for 12 days in the dark. And he said that his priorities were reorchestrated after being in that pit for 12 days. You start thinking about everything you can possibly think about to keep from going insane. Thought about his childhood and all the reasons he had to live and trying to bring back any positive memory. Struggled with terrible depression down there in that pit, wondering if he would ever be found. It's awful to have that feeling that you're buried alive, trapped down in a hole in the ground. You know, I was surprised to discover how often in the Bible God's people have been thrown in a pit. And how often in the Bible there are prayers and praise about being delivered from the pit. Just a few scriptures. Genesis chapter 37, verse 24. Joseph's brothers took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty and there was no water in it. Psalm 69, verse 1 and 2. Save me, O my God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I've come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. Sunk down in the mire. Jeremiah wrote in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52 to 56, mine enemies without cause hunted me down like a bird. They silenced my life in the pit.